You are listening to the Park Flyer Podcast, where we discuss our RC adventures.
Welcome to the Park Flyer Podcast, where we discuss the ups and downs of the new RC Flyer. Join your hosts, Michael and Jay, as they take flight at the park. Now on with the show.
Welcome to the Park Flyer Podcast. I'm Michael from Arizona. With me always are my good friends.
Jay from the hills of Texas.
Shannon G and Mesa AZ.
And we are at the Arizona Electric Festival still. It is the last day. We've already kind of closed out the show, but this is our free fly. And we are joined today by Sean Lang. He has a YouTube channel, RedbeardReviewsRC.com, I believe is what it is, right?
RedbeardReviewsRC on YouTube.
RC, oh, yeah, there you go. See,
forgot the little...
Yeah, I know, right? It is. I'm so used to doing things online, it's crazy. So, anyway, Sean has been out here all weekend, and is this your first...
this is my first time to Arizona.
First time to Arizona. So
welcome.
Welcome to the... That. Yeah, excellent. And what'd you think of the... electric festival?
It was really good. Yeah, it was really good. There was quite a different array of planes, and it's nice to see the youth out here too.
This is the biggest youth that we've seen out here in a long time.
Really cool.
Yeah, it's been kind of on and off for us. Some years we have a lot of youth, and some years we don't have any. So it's been really good for us. So we enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I gave t-shirts to everybody. So kids that flew, we gave them t-shirts.
Cool.
So kind of walk us through a little bit. How'd you get into RC and give us a little background?
So for my my 30th birthday, my wife asked me what I wanted, and I said something that I could do with my grandfather because he's aging, and
right.
I wanted something we could do together and spend time together. And when I was a little kid, he would look up in the air and say, "Oh, that sounds like a Pitts, or that sounds like a Stearman, or that sounds like a Cub."
Right.
And he'd look up, and sure enough, there'd be a Cub flying by, or a Stearman, or whatever it was. And so he was a B-29 mechanic in 46, and during the later part of the war there, and went to Okinawa. So he got to spend some time around the 47s and the 51s and all that cool stuff. And it just always got in my blood. When I was a little kid, he'd show me, "Hey, this is the Corsair, or this is that." And
right.
I just kind of got hooked. And so it's always been in my blood. And whenever he said, whenever she asked, I thought, that would be perfect. Why don't you just get me an RC plane?
Right.
So it was an Easy Star.
Okay. Yep. Very nice.
Rocking the Easy Star was my first one. And learned in Los Lunas, New Mexico with the Sub Club Flyers.
No kidding.
Yep, shout out to the Sub Club Flyers.
There you go.
And they helped me get my wings, so to speak. And my granddad, as we progressed in skill and stuff, my granddad clipped the wings on my Easy Star, cut some ailerons in for me.
There you go.
Souped up the motor. Got a brushless motor.
Yeah. That's it.
Back when
More power.
Exactly.
More power.
Exactly. So got that Easy Star screaming, and we modified some glider wings. He put. I don't know. I still don't know how he did it, but I think he bought two pair of Easy Star wings and just cut the middle section out and extended it out.
That's nice.
Yeah, so we had a big glider Easy Star wing set. The regular one that I kind of taught him on, and then the aileron chopped wing set. So just kind of got hooked from
there.
That's
cool. That is awesome.
Yeah.
And is he still with us?
He is, actually.
Oh, good. So that's excellent.
Hi, Grandpa.
Love you. He's hanging out on the YouTube channel.
I give him a debrief every time I fly.
That is awesome. Yeah. Well, that sounds like it's kind of been in the family for a while, and it's good to have a resource like that
as they say, good, clean fun, right, for the family. So
that is true.
Lasting memories that you'll never forget.
Yeah.
Very,
good very times. Interesting. Good yeah. So where did you go from there? You obviously the Easy Star. What happened next?
Right, the Easy Star. From then I got a P-47, the old E-Flight popcorn foam one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. One of them.
That didn't go too well.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that didn't go well.
And, doesn't quite fly like the Easy Star?
No, not like an Easy Star. I really, to this day, I'm still not sure what happened to that one, but the we graduated from there to the E-Flight Park Zone course there before
right.
they were the E-Flights.
Right.
And so that I still have that to this day hanging wow. on my hangar wall. So
that's cool.
Yeah. And he, of course, made me a clipped wing set for those because we were doing some pylon racing back in the day with those.
Yeah.
And it was Corsairs, Trojans, or P-51s, whatever you wanted. And as long as you didn't modify the engine setup, you could do whatever you wanted to the airframe.
Oh,
so
nice.
Clipped it, put some fences on it.
Yeah.
We were going to run that in the...
Wow, that's quite the test pilot. You got to do some stuff and, you know, kind of modify the airframe.
Yeah,
so
my granddad was like a Skunk Works at his house.
Skunk Works RC. Maybe that's a whole new YouTube channel.
Right? That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be kind of
probably
cool,
copyrighted.
Though. Yeah, probably so. You never know. Well, look it up and see. That'd be kind of neat. So what do you normally fly, or what is it that you normally kind of... mostly EDFs or just type...
A few years ago, I got inspired to through watching the channels, and I realized that, no offense to the people out there who are sponsored or who get things mm-hmm. sent to them,
right?
But a lot of them kind of are a little biased,
right?
Mm-hmm. And I didn't find anybody that was out there, you know, saying, hey, this is what to watch out for, or mm-hmm. maybe this is a little underpowered, or... I fly at an altitude of around 5,000
right.
feet.
Right.
So
right.
sometimes everything that you see on the videos in California or wherever they do the videos, more like sea level, and
right.
it doesn't fly at all sometimes when you take it to Albuquerque.
Yeah, right. sure.
So we try to just tell the truth about what we find and our experience and what we're dealing with. It's never biased. I don't try to bring like, oh, I don't hate this company or that company. I just... kind of was looking for somebody who was like, hey, yeah, they sent me this, but this is not cool.
You right.
know, this retract right. or this, that. Right. And a lot of times people just breeze over that and say, oh, yeah, this is great. Go buy it. You
right.
know.
Right.
So I wanted to try to start something that was a little more homegrown and a little more review based. And mm-hmm. I've kind of gotten a little bit away from the reviews just because of work. I work in a weird industry that gives me 3 months off at a time, and then I'll go back and work 60 hours a week for,
right.
you know, months at a time. So,
sure.
So I kind of dance around that, but I try to keep things coming, and long-term reviews. I got a B2 long-term review coming out because I've been flying that
nice.
For coming up on a couple of years now.
Who makes the B2?
Free Wing.
Oh, okay. It's a Free Wing B2.
I love that thing.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
we've had a few.
There's
a
few of them here.
Yeah.
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 As we were saying, we mainly like free wing motion RC type style
yeah.
planes.
Yeah,
with,
they do
we,
well
for the
yeah.
most part. They do very very well.
They're yeah. coming out. They're stepping up a lot. I gotta say, their Eurofighter is phenomenal. The new plug, the wing system, they
mm-hmm.
have easy clips that they have
mm-hmm.
on the B-25. Really nice. The Eurofighters. Scale light sequence that they have on there, it
mm-hmm.
just really sets that thing off, man.
Right,
yeah.
right, right.
And the gear doors, the air dam, it's just on point. And so the foam, the way they're covering it now,
mm-hmm.
instead of the little cells that you see in there,
right.
they got the
right.
so free wings really come up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, one of the things when we did the Avanti, kind of talked about the Avanti review for the V2, we realized that, you know, what causes the popcorn is that it's unpainted, right? They
yep.
leave it white.
Yep.
Then the heat makes it, you know, pop.
Yep.
And on the Avanti, they painted everything with this, what I would call shark gray, which is just, not white, but just barely off white, and it's enough to keep it from just popcorning everywhere. So
very cool.
You can see that they've, you know, their hobby squawk is what they use, and those guys, we know some of the motion RC guys, and we've, you know, that A10 behind you is one of the first ones, so we've kind of gone back with them, but they do listen to their, you know, audience, and
that's really
and
cool.
guys have complained about it, and then they've kind of figured it out, so
yep.
it's always
much
nice when a manufacturer
much
does that.
Appreciated, yes,
yeah.
for sure.
So do you have a favorite airplane at all, or?
Right now, kind of, I'm sticking with the 80 mil F-16. I've got that tricked out with an afterburner and a custom paint job. That
nice.
My friend had passed away, and he destroyed the fuselage on his, but the wings, the tail, and the elevators were perfect.
Yeah.
So I took the yellow wings, tail, elevator, and vertical stab, stick them on the gray.
Oh, very nice.
Comes out really nice.
Comes out nice. Yeah. Nice. So it's got a little custom paint job kind of thing.
Exactly.
Right? Well, I may know of a Viper set of wings, tail. That no, I'm just kidding.
Uh-oh. A little low.
You crashed one plane.
Next thing,
gee whiz, you end up on a calendar or something.
All right, he is. He's going to be the calendar guy.
End up on a podcast.
Funny. I tell you.
Exactly.
It's a rough crowd, folks. I'm telling you.
I know, right?
It is. That's a rough crowd. We saw plenty out here this weekend.
Yeah, we did.
The Horizon guys smashed a couple things.
Yeah, they did.
It's all right when the pros crash.
Yeah. They just walk over to the van and just pull out another one. They got a whole, like, you know, peanuts or something.
Wouldn't that be nice?
You know.
So what was the first RC airplane you reviewed?
The first one I reviewed, I believe, was the Cessna, the 2.1 meter Cessna. Mm-hmm. I love that plane.
Who was that by? Who?
The E-Flight.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's very cool.
That's a great flyer. I got the tail dragging version.
Did you?
Yeah. There's back in the day before Freya. Uh-huh. Right, we could kind of go
anywhere. Do what we want. Yeah. Be Americans. Yeah, I remember those days.
Out in the bush, there was a lot of a territory in New Mexico where you could just go kind of where you wanted. And I did a video
we've been a few of those places.
Yeah, I love those places. And they're challenging to fly in sometimes.
Yeah.
But you can get some spectacular footage. I have a video on my channel where I flew in the Taos Gorge.
Oh, no kidding.
Nice.
And so my buddy had an Inspire, and he was up there hovering his Inspire, and I was doing stuff around him. And there's this crazy road that's off the side of a cliff, and it's not even a road anymore because it collapsed. They had a cave in.
Oh, so yeah.
It's kind of just like a dirt path now for walking, and I landed my Cessna on the side of that.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. So.
That is cool. That makes for some good footage, mm-hmm. though.
Yeah, it did. So we had a lot of fun doing that kind of thing back in the day, but. I bought it kind of be a bush plane, but now it's kind of been relegated to the asphalt. So I'm thinking about buying the tricycle setup for it.
Oh, there you go.
It's a lot better handling on the asphalt.
That's true. Yeah. Tail draggers are better for off airport dirt, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And I really like the Focke-Wulf 192, the E-Flight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got my buddy. I had a pretty funny. I Googled. Camo for my Focke-Wulf, you know, I was kind of, no offense, E-Flight, sorry, but I didn't dig the polka dots.
Yeah.
So I was looking through it, and I actually found someone that was a pilot that I loved the paint scheme, and then I realized that the pilot who flew it had my last name.
Oh, no kidding.
Emil Lang.
Yeah.
And he had 190 kills or something like that, and then, so it was a Russian... I think it was, they said an Eastern Front camo. So
okay. Yep.
I had
my
buddy do some stuff, and then Cali.
Oh, yeah. From Cali Graphics. Yeah. Yep.
Apparently
awesome.
She's just down the road from us. In
oh, that's right. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
So
She's down that way.
Yeah. So she made me up a set of beautiful graphics for my E-Flight 190. And I think that might have been actually the first plane that got on the channel that I reviewed.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, that's the fun part about this hobby is that, you know, you can buy a kit, and if the kit's not what you want, you know, you can throw some primer on the paint. And,
it's one of my favorite things to do.
Make it yours.
Yeah.
You know?
Anybody who's seen my channel knows that I modify basically every plane I get.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. We might have done that once
or
twice.
It's nice when everybody, you know, can fly their Thunderbird together, and it looks like you go
power
the Thunderbirds. You know, I got a couple of videos on my channel where... some of the locals, hey guys, good to see you guys. Shout out to you guys. They get together and they do pretty neat. They have a routine they'll do, and they get four or five. Sometimes they get a screen full of Thunderbirds, man. It's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Nice. Screen full, yeah, four or five, and they do all the same pattern, and then they do a crossing where they do a guy will go off and do an invert, and they do crossing
cool,
in front of us. So
inverted pass.
Yeah, so it's cool, and the other guys do, you know, are regular flying,
right?
Regular, so they invert pass and cross, and that looks really neat. And so I can appreciate the fact that everybody's got that same paint scheme, but as far as you know, everybody bringing the same thing and putting it out here, it's kind of a little.
Hey, what was the year? Was out here at this event, and everybody brought out an Erratics
Oh yeah,
and everybody's
yeah.
flying, and it was like a disaster. That was a bad
yeah,
idea.
It was a disaster.
It was a disaster because the erratics were smashing and flying out. Oh, everybody's man. Like, "Which one's my plane?" Right. Oh, it was horrible.
Yeah.
Well, and it you know, getting airborne and flying around in a pattern is not that big of a deal because you're constantly moving. You know,
sure.
so you can kind of watch your airplane go by.
Right.
And you're straight and level, so if it's not responding, you're like, "Oh, well,
that's not mine."
But
right.
in that particular time, he was talking about. They're all 3D airplanes. Uh-oh. So everybody flew out,
right.
and then they all came in over the dirt, and
right.
then they all went into a hover.
Right.
And now you have, like, everybody passing, and
that's funny.
You have no idea which
yeah.
one's which, and next thing you're bumping in, and the guy's like, hey, and it was just, like, raining erratic.
Wow, that's not
There
good.
Were probably, what, 6 or 8 of
yeah.
them in the air, and I think 2 guys survived. It was brutal.
Yeah. That is hard.
And then right sure. after that, the last guy was hovering over the runway, which he shouldn't have been.
Right.
And there was an airplane the size of my Cessna.
Oh, yeah.
It actually, I'm sorry, it wasn't a Cessna. It was a GB.
Yeah.
He had a GB the size of my Cessna.
12-footer.
Yeah. And he came through, and the erratics turned sideways,
popcorn.
And he went right through
It was balsa dust.
I mean, just right through the middle of it. And it tore the GB up. That guy
it
was
did.
Not a happy guy.
I bet. That's...
And it was a huge,
yep.
huge airplane.
That's
so, cool. yeah, it does bring up the fact that, you know, if you're going to fly in a crowd or a gaggle or whatever, you know, all of their same airplanes, he's had that problem with the wings. You
yeah,
know, they're
yeah.
both orange. So we'll go fly him, and he'll go, whoa. And I just did it, actually. I was like, we were up really close, and we
I
were kind of
really
tangling.
Neat.
Then all of a sudden, I was like, hey, why is it my – oh, that's me coming down. I was like, oh, watching the wrong one, and
yeah.
you know, recovered it. So so it's not so bad when it's up high, but down low, it's kind of crappy.
So, Sean, I got to ask.
Absolutely.
I just got to know. So how long after you got in flying RC and getting into the hobby did your magnificent red beard start to grow?
Oh, that is actually – quite a long time after the hobby.
Oh, no kidding.
I used to have a goatee, and then when I went to my job that I started, I worked in the film industry, and I kind of just went burly.
Just let it grow.
Yeah,
huh?
And now it's kind of, I put my shirt on a few months back, and my beard hadn't come out. I didn't pull it out yet, and my wife said, did you cut your beard? I haven't pulled it out.
It's formerly from Alaska, I appreciate any man who can have a gorgeous beard like that.
I appreciate
yeah.
it.
You know,
I
so
appreciate it.
That is funny.
I haven't cut it in probably going on about 9 years now.
Oh, really?
Gotcha.
9 years, huh?
Get up and go to work.
You know, unfortunately for me, I could probably catch you in about 6 months. So, I mean, it's like I have those
awesome.
Genes.
That's a gift. You know? That's a soft
it may
squash.
Be a gift,
soft
but it's...
Soft squash jeans are a gift.
Well, my wife may say, my wife may disagree with you. You're like, take your sweater off. I'm like, I'm not wearing any.
Walked into that.
I know, right?
But
oh, that's hilarious. So tell me a little bit about the YouTube. What got you into the actual reviewing the channel, or how did you get started in the
Like
YouTube?
I said, mostly just watching YouTube and finding a lack of,
yeah.
I'm not going to say honesty. I'm sure that they're enjoying flying the planes that they're flown, but I just didn't find anybody being, adverse to anything. Everything
that
everybody said they had was great. And
right.
You should go buy one. So I was like, there's got to be, you know, I've flown some things that I was like, no, this is not great.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think that was because of where you are compared to where they are? Or do you think it's just because somebody sent them something and they're afraid that, you know, if they say anything negative, then they cut that off? Is that kind of the way it is?
That's a good question. I, you know, you'd have to be a company with a lot of integrity. And I mean, a lot of faith in your product to send anything out to anybody in the first place, right? To review, because you never know what they're going to say. You never know. But at the same time, I feel like you're probably not going to get something back again if you say that what they sent you the first time is
garbage.
Not worth the money that they're asking for their product.
Right.
Maybe it's not garbage, but a lot of times it's not garbage. But I feel like Horizon offers products that are almost... I don't worry in the back of my mind, I hope my servos aren't going to fail.
Right.
I don't
or
worry.
Fall out.
Or fall out.
Right. Any of that. And I just
or connected in any way.
And it's so nice.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I get, maybe we're spoiled, but I find that accountability is huge, and that they are accountable.
Yeah,
when
yeah,
you
yeah.
buy their products, they work, mm-hmm. and they've worked. Like I said, I still have my Park Zone
mm-hmm.
Corsair. I right, still have right. my Park Zone P47. I still have. I just flew my Park Zone 109 on my YouTube channel not that long ago. So they're still. I can still go fly any one of them.
Yeah.
15 years after I bought it.
Right, right.
And I don't think that a motion product, as far as what I've consumed so far, mm-hmm. would be that reliable or okay. is that reliable.
Yeah.
And so for the money that they're asking, I was kind of just like, you know, that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
The B2, I've had really good luck with. I will say, and I haven't put it on the channel yet, and it's kind of a secret, that sad secret, tear rolling down. My first B2 is not flying anymore.
Oh, okay.
And all I did was try to, I used their programmer to try to go in, and I took 5 points off of the gain. If anybody can tell me what the heck's going on or knows anything more about this, I took 5 points off the gain of the aileron. I'm sorry, elevon,
mm-hmm.
and now it won't get off the ground.
It won't rotate off the ground, or it just goes straight.
It won't rotate. I've had full up deflection, and I went way longer than it should have taken to get off the ground in past instances, and I had a boo boo. So I repainted it camo, of course.
Yeah, sure. That way you can't see it. It's hard enough that it's stealth, but now it's camo.
Right. Well,
it's probably desert camo. That's what I do, right? Yeah, I live in Arizona. Yep. I paint it all desert brown.
Yep.
It goes out there, and I go,
I was just doing that a while ago because the hills are nice and green out here. We've gotten a lot of rain. So
yeah, that's right.
My desert camo is blending in really well over here with the green, too. So, but yeah, I lost the B2, and that was a sad day.
Yeah.
And so
that's never a good thing.
That's $700, you know.
Yeah.
You know, well, as it came. Right. So when they're asking that much money for stuff, it's hard to just or when they're like, "Oh yeah, here's this MiG-29 for $600 or, well, I'm not sure what they're asking for it these days, mm-hmm. but the Freewing MiG-29, and there's all kinds of problems with it. It's known, it's been mm-hmm. well documented, and a lot of people have had issues with it. Apparently, the servo leads that go to the back are carrying way too much, way too far.
Yeah.
And so my friend has put, I believe it's 2 degrees of down or 2 degrees of up. Don't quote me on it. One of the two. So that his flies, and I mean, you're paying that much money and you're having to go home and modify it so that it flies like you want it to.
Right.
Nothing that Horizon has, you have to go home and modify. Nothing.
Yeah.
You don't have to change it. You don't have to. And so that's kind of what I hold everything to as far as accountability. You know, like, is it as nice as a Horizon product, and are they asking a similar price?
Right.
That's kind of basically my basis on things.
Because
that's mm-hmm. That's what we're accustomed to. You know?
Yeah, well, we're spending our hard-earned money on this stuff, and it's, you know, not all of us have a, you know,
unlimited,
you know, funds for RC. It's like,
wait,
you put all your money in that.
You guys don't have that?
No, that's why we hang out with you.
That's right.
Well, I don't know. That tree in the backyard, it just produces money. I thought everybody had one of those.
Yeah.
No,
that one died a long time ago in my yard.
I overwatered it.
That's what I was going to say. I think mine dried up in the desert.
Yeah. No, I don't have one either. Don't listen to these guys. It's like, we're all. I'm supported actually by. I'm sponsored by Visa, MasterCard, and my wife's job. So that's
cool. Very cool.
There you go.
Awesome wife.
We used to have that on the podcast where she would say that. She'd say,
really?
We had an ending, and it would say, "These morons are sponsored by Visa, MasterCard, and me." Right?
Yeah,
you know, Visa, MasterCard, and American Express. Anyway, so actually somebody came to us one time and said, "Hey, how did you get sponsorships from those guys?" And we looked at him and went, "It's right here." And I pulled it out of my pocket, and he goes, light bulb just came on.
Roger.
You're buying your own. I was like,
that's
we're not sponsored
by anybody.
Very cool.
Sponsored by my bank account. That's what it is.
So I got a question for you.
Absolutely.
This is your first AEF, right?
Yes, it is.
And what's your review of it?
Well, there you go.
That's I would have.
Of course, you're going to steal his because he just didn't
come back next year.
Well, there you go. Okay, there you go. That's a good answer. Even if you don't, that's a good answer.
Well, for now, anyway. Whether you liked it or not, you're welcome back.
That's what that was.
I'm glad I'm welcome back. Yeah. That's kind of shocking.
And I actually have seen you videotaping everything I hear. Are you doing something for the Electro 7?
Yeah. Okay. Well, not for them, just for my channel.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying something on the Arizona.
Yeah, definitely. I'll definitely have a video out, kind of like a at the field type of thing.
Very cool.
That really giant 130 millimeter that was out here.
Mm-hmm.
Got some good footage of that. Yeah. I actually got the footage when he sucked his ESC printed, 3D printed.
Yeah.
Oh, you got, okay, you got when that guy was out there. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You could hear it.
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah. Yeah. Same with us.
Right,
we were like
there.
Going, huh?
Yeah.
I told him that didn't sound good. He goes, no, that was okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that was okay.
Yeah. He's like, oh, no, that was all right. And I was like, yeah, something.
Yeah. We were standing, a bay up from you guys. And Mike was with me and he goes, did he just suck something up like a rock?
Yeah,
and I go,
yeah,
that
exactly.
It didn't quite sound like a rock, but I said, we'll find out when he goes and makes his right hand turn.
And he
and he's going, balls to the wall, having floored, and it ain't going nowhere.
Right.
And he had plenty of power.
Yeah, he was really lucky, actually, because it was the ESC mount.
Yeah.
He had 3D printed it, and it had come up, and it hit the blade and shattered.
Yeah.
And so all those pieces were rolling around in there, which, the PLA didn't really do. If it would have been metal or something, it would have just stripped the blades going
through. Probably.
But, I mean, that's one of those Schiebly or whatever.
Yeah.
Schiebler. Mm-hmm. They're one of
they're
those
all carbon.
Big.
They're all carbon fiber.
Yep.
And they're very thick. They're like 3 mils. So when we took it, I helped him. So when I went over there, I was like, yeah, I think something went through there. And he goes, no, I don't think so. And so I rubbed all his blades, and I was like, yep, you got two
you
right here.
Yep.
They're big chunks taken out of it. And he's like, oh, my gosh. So he picked up the mount and he realized that it was gone. But he lucked out because he still had all the blades producing power.
Yep.
Exactly.
But even though it was a little unbalanced, he got back around. So he lucked out because that's the Odyssey and very expensive. That's a turbine
right.
that he converted to EDF.
Exactly.
So,
that was the biggest EDF I've ever seen. I said, is that a 120 in there? And
yeah.
He said 130.
130.
And I said,
wow.
Yeah. Nice.
It is pretty big.
Yeah. It's monster.
Yeah, he wasn't real happy about the mount coming apart because he's like, wow, that's going to be an expensive fan. I was like, yeah. I told him, I was like, you might be able to sand some of it off and just fly it the way it is if you dynamic balance it, But
that'd be hard to do.
He kind of stood there like, really? And I was like, put it on a spindle and the lowest blade. There's ways to do it, if you want to kind of milk it, but I don't know. It's a very expensive kit, and
for sure.
Just throwing it in the air on a whim, I was like, but he flew it again.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he came back and flew
great.
It. So
he was ripping it the second.
Oh yeah,
time.
Yeah. He was ripping around. He was kind of more comfortable with it, I think.
Yeah,
first time.
Sure.
The first time was a maiden actually.
Right.
So.
It was.
Yep.
So, but he did a good job, and it looked great in the air. And
flying on 16S.
I know, right?
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's some power, right there.
Yeah, that's almost a 12-volt battery out of your car.
That's
I've seen some of those, some guys that had some pretty big, EDFs that were working on almost a 12-volt battery. I was like, dang, dude. So that's kind of crazy.
He was pretty much flying the Bronco off of one of them 12-volts.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that Bronco that was in here, that thing's serious. I've actually flown that, and it's unbelievable.
It looks just super stable.
Oh, my
looks
gosh.
Like
it's just, it is.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing that it doesn't do is it's not a fast roller, right?
Yeah.
So it rolls a little bit slower.
You have some altitude.
You have to have a little bit of altitude because the nose does drop, or you have to be familiar enough to be low to the ground.
Up elevator.
But so it. But it's got nice coupling to it. It does a really good job. Ali and I flew it a year or two ago, I guess, when it first came out. So he let me go out and demo it. So,
nice.
And then the little Crescendos I demoed this year too.
Oh,
we're talking
cool.
about that on the podcast. So
nice. Are they fun?
They are
fun.
Very, very fun.
Yeah,
it's worth it. If you were interested in doing one of those, on your channel, I definitely would suggest.
Yeah, they're not bad.
They're
I think they're only $160-something.
$160.
And they're 3S, right?
And they're 3S.
3S,
and,
I think 300.
Incredibly fast, incredibly slow, which is weird to say in the same
it's
statement.
It's a great flight envelope.
Yeah,
sure.
It's really good. You could just hover it, a little bit, punch out of it, and then you can just do these incredible crazy things.
They were doing some pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
The funny part is, I got a chance to fly the bigger version of the glider, and it's kind of, I'm like, watch that, and I go, wow, that looks like a lot of fun. And I'm like, we weren't able to do that with the bigger version at all.
Really?
It was,
The bigger version is a little more draggy than these things. These are really thin wings, and
It was an okay glider, but you know, it wasn't as exciting as these were. I mean,
those things were getting up and going. Yeah, they were kind of cool.
Is it UMX foam?
Yes. Yeah. It just comes in a box.
A really tiny foam, though.
Yep. Yeah, really tiny. So, well, we have really enjoyed having you on our channel as well, and we hope to cross pollinate, maybe see some of your viewers over. If you haven't, we're the Park Fire Podcast. We do it every 2 weeks. Comes out an episode. It's just basically us talking about projects or events or whatever, and awesome. So we haven't really gotten into the reviewing section of it.
Yeah, not too much.
Just because we're in three different locations. If we're all in the same location to build, that'd be one thing
for sure.
And we all have different skill level, you know. I mean, we just because I fly everything up to turbines, and then he's on grass, and he does, you know, some other stuff. But, you fly EDFs and,
mainly,
you know, mainly
scale.
So, he does like competition for Top Gun and that kind of thing too. Cool. So, if your listeners or you have subscribers and they want to kind of cross pollinate, we'd love to have that.
I'm definitely.
And then, we'd love to keep in touch with you to see, you know, kind of review your channel and look at it and maybe send some more guys your way as well.
That'd be great. Yeah. I appreciate that.
But so tell everybody where they can go to find you and then how often your reviews come out and all that kind of good stuff.
So, basically, once a month, at least, I try to do a full review of a plane.
Okay.
It's on Redbeard Reviews RC on YouTube.
Okay.
And I have an Instagram, Redbeard Reviews.
Very good.
All right.
Well, there you have it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. We appreciate you having on here.
Nice hanging out with you guys.
Yeah, it's good. We appreciate you coming out. Yeah. Hope to see you again at the next year's Electric Festival. It'll be kind of fun.
Or maybe you guys have events in Dallas that you go to? Or
Not in Dallas.
Not in Dallas, yeah. Someone on the East Coast, but we might have one or two coming up down near Austin area.
Yeah, cool. Mega too.
Maybe I'll cruise down there.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. The one on the East Coast is the Doug
Leroy.
Yeah, Leroy. He's got a his club puts on one.
Where's that?
It's in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was thinking about when.
Is it May?
No, it's in the fall.
Okay, I was thinking about cruising down September down to
I think it's
Georgia.
About
when, so. And
we can we can get the dates from Doug and see. Yeah. But,
we'll hook you up.
Yeah, we'll hook you up for that. That's kind
of
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a great group.
Yeah, they're
of guys
a great group of guys. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so we love working with Doug, and we surprised him one year, and all of us showed up, so that was pretty fun.
What kind of
he came here, too.
Oh, that's right. He did come here, too. He surprised us.
What kind of flying does he do?
They do they do mostly electric.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they have a really nice field, and it's they work really well with the city, and the city loves them, and, you know, they do a lot of – they do an event every year, and they kind of get the city involved, they get – spectators and stuff. So awesome. He's now a gold club, right?
Gold leader club.
Gold leader club. So he went from, you know, the small little group all the way to this gold leader club, and he's a really good guy.
Very cool.
I really like him. He's a listener too. So Doug, there's a shout out to you. Well, we appreciate you joining us here on the Park Fire Podcast. We hope to see you again in 2 weeks from Arizona. I am Michael.
And I'm Jay from the hills of Texas.
Shannon G at home in Mesa.
Let's fly.
You have been listening to the Park Flyer Podcast. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to your next visit. Please give our show a star rating and review, and feel free to email us your questions, topics, or suggestions to parkflyerpodcast@gmail.com.